ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, chapter entitled The Island of Jambudvip, verse 20. So this verse is in a prose form, so we'll directly, it's not mentioned also on the board, so we'll directly go to, once I'll recite the verse and then we'll go to word meaning.
Ya asau bhagavati sarva bhutatmani annatme अन्नात्मे अनिरुक्ते अन्यालने परमात्मने वासुदेवे अन्य निमित्त भक्ति योग लक्षण नानागति निमित्त विद्या ग्रंथि रंधन द्वारेण यदा हि महापुरुष पुरुष प्रसंग।
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, यह एनीवन हु असौ दैट भगवती अंटू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड सर्वभूत आत्मनी द सुपर सोल ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज अनात्मे हैविंग नो अटैचमेंट अनिरुक्ते हुज बियॉन्ड द माइंड एंड स्पीच अनिलयने नॉट डिपेंडेंट ऑन एनीथिंग एल्स परमात्मनी Unto the Supreme Soul, Vasudeve, Lord Vasudev, the son of Vasudev, Ananya, without any other, Nimitta, cause, Bhakti Yoga Lakshana, having symptoms of pure devotional service, Nanagati, of varied destinations, Nimitta, the cause, Avidya Granthi, the bondage of ignorance, Randhana, of cutting, Dwarena, by means, Yada, when, He, indeed, Mahapurusha, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Purusha, with the devotee, Prasanga, an intimate relationship. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. After many, many births, when the result of one's pious activities mature, one gets an opportunity to associate with pure devotees, then one is able to cut the knot of bondage to ignorance, which bound him because of varied fruitive activities. As a result of associating with the devotees, one gradually renders service to Lord Vasudev, whose transcendental, free from attachment to the material world, beyond mind and words, and independent of everything else. That bhakti yoga, devotional service to Lord Vasudev, is the real path of liberation. Purport. Brahman realization is the beginning of liberation, and Paramatma realization is still further advancement toward the realm of liberation. But one achieves real liberation when he understands his position as an eternal servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Muktir hitva anyatha rupam swarupena vivasthiti. In the material world, in the bodily concept of life, everyone is working in the wrong direction. When one becomes Brahmabhuta, spiritually realized, one understands that he is not the body and that working in the bodily concept of life is useless and misdirected. Then his devotional service begins, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmabhuta prasannatma na shoshati na kankshati sama sarvesh bhuteshu mad bhaktim labate param. One who is thus transcendentally situated realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments or desires to have anything. He is equally disposed to every living entity. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me. Devotional service is actual liberation. When one is attracted by the beauty of Supreme Personality of Godhead and his mind is always engaged at the Lord's lotus feet, he is no longer interested in subjects that do not help him in self-realization. In other words, he loses all attraction for material activities. In the Taittiriya Upanishad, it is said, Eshahi eva nandyati yada hi evasya etasmin na drishya na atmane anirukte anilane abhayam prathishtham vindate atha so abhayam gato bhavati. A living entity becomes established in spiritual blissful life when he fully understands that his happiness depends on spiritual self-realization, which is the basic principle of ananda, bliss. And when he is eternally situated in the service of the Lord, who has no other Lord above him. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Jena Tasmay Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Nama. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Radhakanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I seek blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can become instrument in reading Bhagavatam and for my own purification. For my own understanding. So, in this chapter starts with the description of Kim Purush Lok, where actually Hanumanji stays and all, you know, his associates. And after a few verses, Narad Muni is describing about Bharatvarsh and glorifying Bharatvarsh. In the island of Jambudip, there are many different varshas or regions. Among them, the topmost is Bharatvarsha. And that is the description of these verses going on. Narad Muni is telling. And yesterday we saw how he glorifies the Varna Ashram Dharma. And he says, Narad Muni says, the effect of adhering to the institution of Varna Ashram is gradual elevation to the supreme, to the spiritual platform and liberation from material bondage. So one who follows sincerely the principles of Varnashram Dharma, he is gradually liberated from the material bondage, as goes to a spiritual platform. And how it happens and what happens with that? By following the principles of Varnashram Dharma, one gets the opportunity to associate with devotees. So yesterday Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was nicely explaining how there is Varnashram and then there is Sadhana Bhakti and there is the spiritual platform, transcendental. So connection is Sadhana Bhakti. So Sadhana Bhakti was a connection between, and Sadhana Bhakti will only start when the living entity somehow or the other will come in association of devotees. And that's what Narad Muni is saying. One who follows the Varnashram Dharma, he can easily get association of devotees. So one devotee was saying, what happens when we follow Varnashram? Even though yesterday we heard that not necessarily that Varnashram is spiritual. But when the society is following Varnashram Dharma, and Prabhupada says, Varnashram means following Lord Vishnu, living the life according to the rules and regulation laid down by Lord. So that is following the Vedic literature and scriptures. The mind is very peaceful. When one follows Varnashram, he knows what he has to do. You know, there's not much anxiety. There's not much anxiety when one follows Varnashram because he knows the activities he has to plan. Things are quite peaceful. And then he can think of something higher than bodily concept of life. And that is where he seeks for association. And by Krishna's arrangement, the living entity gets the association of sadhus and his devotional service starts. So this is how this verse is starting. He says, after many, many births, when the result of one pious activity is mature, one gets an opportunity to associate with pure devotees of the Lord. So we see that four things are mentioned in the translation. One is, what is the desirable object? Why one follows Varnashram Dharma? The desirable object, to achieve the desirable object. So what is that object? What is the benefit of that? And what is the goal or what is the result? And after achieving, what is to be done? So to achieve the desirable object, then what is the result will come? No, what is the benefit of that? What is the result we will get? And what we will do after achieving that? So there are four things mentioned in this. Here Narad Muni explains. So the desirable object of everything, whatever Varnashram one follows, is the association of devotees. That is the object. His Holiness Bhakti Vidyapurna Maharaj says, and here also says that result of one pious activity. He said actually there is this piety, impiety is not much use. Both are cause of bondage. But the pious activity will help the living entity to come in association of devotees. That's all. There is no other use of pious activity which will liberate. Other things will only keep him in bondage. But because of piety, he will come in association of devotees. An impious person, and with Duskritina, Krishna says, four types of impious living entity who will not come in association of devotees. So, what is association? Srila Rupa Goswami Pada in Nectar of Instruction writes, Dadati Pratigranati Guhyam Akhyati Prachyati Bhungte Bhojayata Cheva Shad Vidhi Priti Lakshanam. So there are six loving exchanges. Srila Prabhupada very beautifully gives a purport to this, that accepting the gifts, giving the gifts, revealing the mind in confidence, revealing the heart in confidence and hearing from other devotees, and offering prasad and accepting prasad. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that these things happen even in material life. Even materialistic people, they meet and they do these exchanges, because these exchanges directly connect with heart. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness has been established to facilitate these six kinds of loving exchanges between devotees. So it is very important to understand first what is devotee association. As we know, in most of our things, like we say Vapu Seva, Vani Seva is more important than Vapu Seva. Service to Lord is more important than even seeing Lord. That means the focus is not on much on physical proximity. So even though the devotees may stay physically together, but we have to see whether are we taking association or not. Or are we giving association to devotees? So here it is not spoken about these six exchanges, don't talk about physical proximity. Yeah, we have to come for the exchanges, but it is a connection between the heart of one devotee to the heart of another devotee. One devotee was traveling in the train, and he is a saffron devotee, brahmachari, and he was talking to one Christian preacher. So they were talking, discussing about philosophy. But when it came to the time of prasadam, this devotee went on the top berth and he said, I took my prasadam, I gave some prasadam to him, but I didn't take prasadam with him together. Because this loving exchange has to happen between devotees. And giving the benefit of association is a different thing. So he gave the prasadam, but he didn't accept from him. So this is devotee association. Here also it is mentioned, our advancement solely depends on how much we associate and appreciate devotees. One more factor comes in association of devotees, how much we appreciate other devotees. That will help to build the relation. One devotee was recently saying that there will be a conflict between devotees. Wherever there is association, Prabhupada says this age is age of quarrel and hypocrisy. So because new devotees come and there will be some conflict. The relation will become thicker to the extent we have capacity to tolerate and forgive others. Love means to unlimitedly forgiving others if we love someone. So even if we start with concept theoretically, someday we'll attain it. Now what is the why to take devotee association? Scriptures talk so much. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to South India and he meets Rai Ramanand. And he's asking, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking questions to Ramanand Rai, and Ramanand Rai is replying. So one question he asks is, Dukha madhe kona dukha haya guru tara. In so many miseries, among so many miseries in the material world, which is the most painful? So Rai Ramanand replies, Krishna bhakta vira vina dukha nahi dekhi para. That Krishna bhakta vina vira vina, the separation of devotees is the most painful situation. There is no other pain in this material world. And he also says, Mahaprabhu is asking, who gets the most fame and glories in the world? He said, only devotees. So glorifying so much. Here there is another verse in Bhagavatam, Sadhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sadhu Sangha Krishna Kripa Bhakti Raswa Bhava Eitina Sabha Chhadaya Kare Krishna Bhava. These three things, Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Kripa, and the devotional service. So the first aspect which is covered is the Sadhu Sangha. What will happen after this? It will help one to give up all the undesirable association and gradually attain elevation to the platform of love of Godhead. So we are talking about the desirable object, and by coming in contact with the desirable object, the all undesirable objects will go from our life. And that is what the process of purification is. Process of purification, heart, cheto darpana marjana, means all the undesirable desires going away from the heart. The possibility of which will be when we associate with devotees. Bhajana kriya, Rupa Goswami says, comes after sadhu sangha. So one, first comes the sadhu sangha, then starts the bhajana kriya. Prabhupada always used to sing one of the most favorite verse from this bhajan of Narottam Das Thakur. Tandera charana sevi bhakta sanevas, janame janame ho yai abilas. So many times Prabhupada used to stress on this. Devotees say that most of the time Prabhupada was alone, he will sing this bhajan. especially this line, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas. Because the ultimate goal of this devotional service is serving devotees. What happens when one has no devotee association? The desirable object, if a living entity, the jiva has no association with devotees, then what happens? Here in the translation it is mentioned, in the material world, in the bodily concept of life, everyone is working in the wrong direction. First of all, the person will have no direction. And even if he somehow finds the direction to lead the life, that will be a wrong direction. Prabhupada speaks in one of the lecture, American people have everything in ample. And the worker gets about 100 rupees daily wage. Now this is 60s. So 60s, 100 rupees was a big amount. So Prabhupada is stressing that in America people are earning so much. But still, they are stealing money. So there is no lack of money, but the lack of character. What it has a connection with devotees? Character, people can build. We have seen many people outside who are not devotees. They talk a lot of about character building. There are seminars on character building. They talk about truth, honesty. But are they really honest? That's the question. Oh, one may say, I am paying all the taxes very honestly to government. But that is not the honesty. That is at a very, very superficial level, mundane level. Honesty, the first principle is to accept who are you. I am a soul. Not only soul, jivera swarupa hoy Krishna ra nitya das. This is the first honest principle. To accepting what is my constitutional position. If I am the servant of Krishna, then my first duty becomes to serve Krishna. And people are talking about honesty. So apparently devotee may not be very materially equipped or perfect. But because he knows he is servant of Krishna and he is acting on that level, he is glorified. And on the other hand, it said in the scriptures, Harava abhaktasya kuto mahat guna. Where is the question of having good qualities in non-devotees? There is no question. Because the first foundation itself is not known. How will you build further? And then Prabhupada was once saying that he saw in America there was one cart and people were pulling the cart. Like we have Jagannath Rath Yatra, they also have Rath. And all the people who were dancing were naked. And who was on the Rath? Five pigs. Five pigs were on the Rath and people are dancing and taking them to God knows where, they'll take them to slaughterhouse only. Making heroes on the couch and take to slaughterhouse and chop them and eat. So this is a misdirected civilization. And the same people, when come in touch with devotees, they are dancing for Lord Jagannath. Entire world, we have like 150 to 200 Rath Yatras in ISKCON all over the world. And people are dancing. Even who are not devotees, we have seen that how, you know, they'll clap. Their body will automatically shake. Because such a nice kirtan is going on. So this is association of devotees. Otherwise, what was their condition? So many devotees in ISKCON, you know, Srila Prabhupada wouldn't have started this movement. What would happen? Everyone has their own realization. And Prabhupada says that. When disciples ask Prabhupada, what was our qualification? What is our qualification to become devotees? Prabhupada said, you don't have any qualification. I made your qualification. Prabhupada is saying, I made your qualification. Otherwise, we don't have any qualification. So that is the benefit. That is what devotee association is. And this leads to the point further, there is a benefit of devotee association. Prabhupada says, in Bhagavatam, that without the association of devotees, all the devotional service, all the activities which we are doing, that does not help us That will not help the devotional service of ours to become mature. Our devotional service will not become mature if we are not taking association. We may read Bhagavatam, we may chant, but Prabhupada is saying you have to associate with devotees to make your life perfect. The example given here is a mango. Now we see this mango season and so many trees on the Hare Krishna land are full of mangoes. Some are ripe and some are raw, green mangoes. So now the mango is green. Mango was a small, tiny flower that became a fruit, seed came, now it became a green mango. Now if that mango thinks, now I'm, you know, grown up, I'm big enough, and he goes away from the tree, will he ever become ripe? There's no question. Because the substance is coming from tree. If the tiny green mango sticks to the tree, it will eventually and gradually grow, ripen. It will become a good yellowish, reddish apple. Mango. So there is a benefit of association with devotees. So we are raw products. And Krishna is like a raw diamond. Devotees are like raw diamonds. And Krishna is like a diamond merchant. It is said, diamond is the hardest element in the world. If diamond is the hardest element in the world, carbon, and if there is a raw diamond, how will you polish the diamond? You cannot polish with anything else. You have to polish the diamond with the diamond only. And so Krishna, being the diamond merchant, he takes two devotees sometime and, you know, he will polish the devotees. But still, if the diamond goes away from other diamond, no polishing. Half-baked. So that is the association. The benefit of association is here, King Muchukunda says, Bhava pavargo brahmato yada bhave janasya tarhi achuta satsamagama satsangamo yari tadeva sadgatau paravareshe tvai jayate mati. King Muchukunda is praying to Lord Krishna, when the material life of a wandering soul has ceased, O Achyuta, he may attain the association of your devotees. And when he associates with them, there awakens in him the devotion unto you. Which is the, who are the goal of devotees? It's the goal of devotees is Krishna. Now in this, very interesting point comes. King Muchukunda is saying, when the material life is ceased, when material life is over, then one comes in contact with devotees. Now, acharyas have given a different commentary. Because till now we have seen, even in our life we have seen, we come in association of devotees and then our material life is ceased. So, Jiva Goswami Pad writes that sometimes when the result is very important, it is described first. Otherwise the process, you come in association with devotees and your material life will get over. But because the result is so important, that King Muchukunda is giving the result first. So this is the most important and the foremost, we can say foremost benefit of associating with devotees. Material life gets over. Here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Sanatana Shiksha, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking to Sanatana Goswami. He says, Kama Krodhera Dasa Haya Tara Lathi Khaya. Now what he say? Kama Krodhera Dasa, the servant of Kama and Krodha, lust and anger. What happens to them? Tara Lathi Khaya. They get the kicks of external energy of the Lord. Then what happens? After getting kick, if he has some good association, or before association, good some piety, Brahmite Brahmite Yadu Yadi Sadhu Vaidya Paya. He is wandering in the material world, getting the kicks of Maya. Brahmite Brahmite Yadi. And if he is fortunate enough, he will get Sadhu Vaidya Paya. Very interesting word. Mahaprabhu is not saying Sadhu. He is saying Sadhu Vaidya. Vaidya means physician. So devotee is actually physician. And the institution, Prabhupada says, is a hospital. So when Prabhupada says that ISKCON is a hospital, devotees are doctors. Here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, sadhu is a vaidya. Then what happens in a coming in association of sadhu vaidya? Tara upadesha mantra pishachi palaya. Pishachi is maya. Palaya. She will go away. With the association with the instruction of sadhu. Krishna bhakti paya tabe Krishna nikate aya. Then we'll attain Krishna bhakti. And we'll come closer to Krishna. We have many examples. We have seen how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has transformed the heart of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was playing the role of a typical Mayavadi, and he was speaking, and Mahaprabhu was hearing for 7 days, and just within few moments he transformed his heart. The association. And then we know this, Narad Muni has transformed hearts of so many people. In 4th canto of Bhagavatam, we read the story of Prachini Bharishad, the father of Prachetas. How Prachini Bharishad was engaged, immersed in doing yajnas. So many karma kandiya yajnas he'll do. He said that the whole world was filled with grass so that he can do yajnas. And it is mentioned that he will complete one yajna and sit for another yajna. Complete that and sit for another yajna. So many yajnas he was doing. He was completely in karma kanda, bewildered by the illusory potential. And Narad Muni, out of his causeless mercy, comes there. And he explains to him and delivers him. It's only possible by the association of devotees. Once Srila Prabhupada was mentioning that how even Krishna will not interfere in the karma of a jiva. Krishna will say, okay, this is your karma, you continue. Let it go on, I cannot do anything. But Prabhupada says, the pure devotee will interfere and cut through your karma to make you devotee. There's the power of pure devotee. And glorified everywhere in Bhagavatam. Now, what? We got devotee association, we know what is the benefit, what is the goal? The goal mentioned is, as a result of associating with the devotees, one gradually renders service to Lord Vasudev. So the goal is devotional service, which is possible through devotee association. We see an example of Narad Muni himself explaining to Srila Vyasadeva that how I was a small boy, 5-year-old boy, my mother was there, and once Bhaktivedantas came for 4 months, Chaturmas, they stayed there, and I got the opportunity to serve them and hear from them and take the remnants of them. And what Narad Muni became? Greatest devotee. Hearing from Bhaktivedanta. That's the 4 months of association. Intense association he took. And all the obstacles were removed. Because he wanted to practice devotional service, but still Krishna saw that there is some attachment in his heart. Krishna cut off that attachment. And then wandering all over the world, he was just looking for Krishna, chanting his holy name. Here in the purport also mentions, devotional service is actual liberation. So we don't, as it is, this verse was given, Muktir Hitya Annat, Muktir Hitva Anyanyatha, Rupam Swarupena Vyavasthiti. So Mukti is not the merging of soul into super soul, but Mukti is devotional service. Swarupena Sthiti. Liberation means when one knows what is my constitutional position and one acts on the constitutional position, that is Mukti. So here it's mentioned, devotional service is actual liberation. When one is attracted by the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and his mind is always engaged at the lotus feet, he is no longer interested in subjects that do not help him in self-realization. That means, from all the material objects, he loses a taste. In other words, he loses all attraction for material activities. So there's a beautiful description of one devotee called Purandara Das. Purandara Das is considered to be an incarnation of Narada Muni, and who appeared who stayed mostly in Udupi, and he used to visit Lord Vitthala in Pandarpur and also Lord Balaji. So earlier in his life, before he realized who he was playing a role of a mundane man. And he was very, very miser, very miser. He was known in the entire, surrounding. He will even not spend money for his own food. Somehow will take some chippies and eat. And his wife also. He will not give a jewelry to his wife. But he had lot of money. When he realized his constitutional position, he had some... And when he gave up all the money, he converted into gold. He was a diamond merchant. He was a gold merchant. When he converted all the money in the gold, it is said that 900,000 gold coins were there with him. 9 lakh gold coins were with him. And some 700-800 years back. 900 gold coins. He gave up everything. But still he was a miser. So when he gave up, after he came, Krishna actually played a trick. So that's a long story, we'll not get into it. Krishna came as a small boy and played a trick with him to make him realize. Then when he became devotee, he took initiation from Vyastirtha. Vyastirtha comes in our own parampara. Brahma Madhva parampara, he is there. He's an acharya. And there was another disciple of Vyastirtha, Krishna Devaraj, who was the king of the same area. And he knew how the Purandara Das is. Wherever there will be money, he will grab it. That was Purandara. But now he has transformed. So once Krishna Devaraya was talking to his guru, Vyasatirtha, saying that, "Oh Guru Maharaj, your disciple, this Purandara, people are saying he has transformed, but I don't believe. I want to test him." And Vyasatirtha knew that Purandara Das has transformed. But he said, "Okay, to test him." So once Vyastirtha and Krishna Devaraya came, and Purandara Das, because he has left everything, whatever he had, he sacrificed. Now he's just living on begging. So he has a begging bag, some grains, and he came. And when he saw his guru, Vyastirtha, he paid obeisances. So taking opportunity, Krishna Devaraya, what he did, he took some diamonds from his pocket and he kept it in his rice bag. Diamonds and rubies and emeralds. A bunch of in his bag. And he said, and then they both left. And Purandara Das went home. And now Vyastirtha said, "Okay, so what's the plan?" He said, "I've put these rubies and diamonds in his bag and we'll see what's the reaction. So we'll go to his house." So they go to his house in the evening. And they ask him, "So Purandara Das, did you have your dinner?" He said, "Yes. But today it became very late." Because the So Vyastirtha asked, why it became late for your dinner? He says, "Today someone gave me rice, but with lot of stones in that. So my wife has to pick one stone and throw one stone. So much tedious job it was to. And then we somehow separated rice from stones and we cooked and we ate." And Krishna Devaraya couldn't believe. He said, "Where are those stones?" He said, "We have thrown outside the compound wall. You can go and check." Immediately went, there were diamonds and rubies, same what he has put in the bag. So this is transformation. A person who was such a miser, yes, happened. Such a transformation happened in his heart. Now there are jewels in his own bag, but he is throwing it off. Considering to the stones. This is the power of association of devotee and service to Lord. Becomes detached. Another story comes. There's one, we'll cut this story short. There was one boy, Madhav, and he was a devotee, and his father was Brahmin. They were a Brahmin family in Tirupati. So he once went to forest to bring some woods, something like Ajamil. And he saw a tribal woman, a Shudrani, very beautiful. He got attracted. And he told her, "I want to marry you." She said, "You are a Brahmin, how can you marry me? We are outcast. We are low class outcast people in the society. He said, no matter, whatever it happens, I have to marry you. She said, okay, come to my father. So he went to her father and spoke. Her father said, first you have to give up a Brahminical culture. And you have to come and stay because your father will not allow my daughter to stay at your house. So you come and stay here. He said, okay. And he became a Shudra, started eating meat, pig meat and all that, nasty substances, started eating. And he was living happily, so-called happiness. After 1 month only, by Krishna's some arrangement, his wife, the tribal woman, was bitten by a snake and she died. And immediately after that, this Madhav became a leper. He got leprosy. And now, when he became a leper, his father-in-law and all these outcast tribal people, they threw him out of the society, saying that, who will keep you? We will also get infected by the disease. So here he is now crying and praying to Lord Balaji, saying that, my dear Lord, what I have done with my life? I became lusty and came attracted by the material beauty of the tribal woman, and she died in 1 month, and I became a leper. Now what is there? I cannot go to my house, I cannot go to my father-in-law's house, where will I go now? And he started crying, and he understood that now only shelter is Lord. His fingers were melted, his nose was melted, became very ugly, and lot of pain, pus is oozing from the body, lot of pain in his body. And suddenly he heard some holy name. Because he was very close to Tirupati Hill, Tirumala, and devotees were going, chanting the name Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Chanting the name. He heard the name of this Govinda, and immediately, because he was a devotee, he had a strong association. His father was Brahmin and coming from a family of Brahmin. So immediately his heart became cheerful, just by hearing the holy name. Even though his material condition is very painful, his heart became cheerful. And he started following the sound. Somehow limping, somehow he reached to the sound and he asked the devotees, where are you all going? They said, we are going to Tirumala, up the hill to take darshan of Lord Balaji. He said, can I also join? Our devotees are the most liberal personalities in the entire creation. Whether it is food, whether it is material facilities or spiritual facilities, there is anyone who is liberal in the entire creation is devotees who will distribute. What rare gift these devotees are giving to him. He said, okay. They said, okay, come with us. Nowadays there are stairs, but that time there were no stairs, so you have to walk through the hill. The 7 hills you have to cross. So somehow he crossed one hill, loudly chanting the holy name of Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. And then, when he reached to the second hill, that was very steep. And he tried, could not climb up. Somehow he went up, and he fell down, collapsed. And immediately in front of all devotees, his body transformed. His body became beautiful, handsome body of a young gentleman. Very nice, beautiful body. And Lord Brahma came and he blessed all of them. Lord Brahma personally came and blessed Madhav also and all the devotees also. May you continue practicing devotional service. So God went away from the association. Krishna arranged the devotee association and engaged him in Krishna's service. So all the jivas actually have come away from association. If they get devotee association, they can be engaged in devotional service to Krishna. And that leads to our fourth point, what we have to do after we attain service to Vasudev. When one sincerely even chants or reads, he will have the desire to distribute books. When one reads Bhagavad Gita and he little bit understands Bhagavad Gita, he will be amazed what Srila Prabhupada has given and what it can do through the world if people will read this Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam or any other book. And he will develop the intense desire to go and distribute this love to everyone in the form of books, in the form of prasadam, preaching. That is what the activity will start now. The main devotional activity after service to Lord, along with that it will start is giving to others. As here it is mentioned, a living entity becomes established in spiritual blissful life when he fully understands that his happiness depends on spiritual self-realization. Now we may say, how it is true? But the proof is here. In ISKCON society, so many devotees, so many people have come, became devotees and gave off their attachments. Gradually transformation is happening. This is a practical proof. And they are on the path to completely get convinced that the happiness lies in spiritual substance. And my happiness is in only self-realization. All the material contamination will go away gradually. And this we have to give to others. This is the entire mission of Srila Prabhupada. Going at the age of 70 with so much trouble. Why he went? To give association. He said ISKCON is to give association. To facilitate the 6 loving exchanges between devotees. Now we may say, but we heard Prabhu that, you know, different devotees say that if the person is impious, Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, 4 kind of impious people, they never come to me. Then how they will come to Krishna? That is where the devotee's role comes in. Devotee has to act. Now one may not have any piety, but Prabhupada says, you do Jagannath Rath Yatras all over the world. And just by seeing the Sudarshan Chakra on the top of cart, or by seeing Jagannath, or by hearing the Kirtan, they will develop some piety. And gradually, over that period of time, they will have enough Sukruti or piety, they will come in contact with devotees. And their devotional service will start. So Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution, Rath Yatra, preaching, deity worship, temple building, all this is just to make the piety, increase the piety of people so that they can become devotees. So to summarize, we spoke about what is the importance, what is devotee association, what is the importance and benefit of devotee association. It cuts off the knot of material attachment in the heart, and what it leads to, when the heart is cleared of material attachment, it leads to devotional service to Lord. And also in the heart, the desire comes to give this love of God to others. So this is what is mentioned in this verse and purport. Thank you very much. Any comment, one comment we can take? Yes, please.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. You explained about association of devotees. So in that recently, Narsimha Chaturdasi, then Narsimha Lord appeared. So he asked Prahlad, what do you want? So he said, I don't want anything. She said, no, you ask, what do you want? He said, okay, you give my father liberation. So he said, that has already, you know, your 21 generation has been liberated. You ask anything other. He said, my father is having so much material, you know. But still, what happened in front of you? All the material opulence has been finished. So I don't want any material opulence. If you want to give really, then you give me association of your devotees. Because what happened when devotees assemble, satam prasangam mama virya samvido. They immediately started glorifying about Krishna's pastimes. And Krishna said, no, wherever my pastimes are glorified, that place I reside. So indirectly ask, no, Lord Krishna himself, but through his devotees. So we have to note from that, you know, if we hanker for association of devotees, then Krishna will provide us. But if we ask for material benefit, that also we get, like Hiranyakashipu, he has. But that won't leads to association of Lord Krishna. So that was the wonderfully technique what Prahlad Maharaj is used for, immediately he asked for Krishna. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Even Krishna says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the description how Krishna says, even if one comes with the material desire, let him come to me. And he will ask the demand, he will demand me the material facilities. He is a fool, but I am not a fool. I will give him my Charanamrit and make him detach of all material facilities. So if they come to Krishna with whatever desires, they will become devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Rantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.